The Buffalo Bills and their fans, known as the Bills Mafia, have a lot to celebrate this morning. Their team scored a decisive win at home over the New England Patriots, and safety DeMar Hamlin continues to recover after collapsing during last Monday's game against Cincinnati. David Summerstein with North Country Public Radio reports.
Hammer's Lot is the epicenter of Bills Mafia tailgating. Legendary among NFL fans for breaking folding tables, doing shots from bowling balls, but on Sunday, Tina Bramhall was handing out hundreds of red hearts with number 3, DeMar Hamlin's number, on them for fans to show their love.
I think it's going to be emotional in there before the game. I'm nervous during the game for the guys. You know, I can't even imagine.
The Bills watched their teammate collapse due to a cardiac arrest during a Monday game in Cincinnati. The team's medical staff did CPR and literally saved Hamlin's life right there on the field.
It's a roller coaster going from that low of a low and worrying that hard to going to the very top and seeing that, like, he's neurologically firing on every aspect. I mean, the man woke up and asked who won the game.
Kristen Kimmick is a mega fan and president of Bills Mafia Babes. She says Hamlin's ongoing recovery did something special, and not only for Buffalo.
DeMar Hamlin's, like, not just a miracle survivor. He did the impossible. Like, he brought the entire nation together, at least just for a few days. And it's been, like, such a long time since we've seen that.
The game started with a tribute to Hamlin, the medical staff, and then on the very first play...
Today we celebrate DeMar's recovery, our love for DeMar, and our gratitude.
A 96-yard kick return for a touchdown. Hamlin was watching from his hospital bed and live tweeting with lots of exclamation points. Oh, and then kick returner Nyheim Hines did it again in the second half. After the game, the Bills talked about how, despite the victory, the trauma was still raw. Fellow defensive player Tre'Davious White said he just wanted Hamlin back.
I can't wait to hear his voice and able to touch him and just hug the out of him and hear that again. So it's been a hard week.
Buffalo needed this. The city's also suffered through the racist mass shooting at a top supermarket and a deadly blizzard. As Bills Mafia filed out, Lean On Me played on the loudspeakers. Paula Paracosi paused, looked around, and smiled.
It shows the resiliency of Buffalo. We can come back from anything, and we can make things right.
And let's not forget 4 straight Super Bowl losses in the 90s. As the playoffs get underway, the Bills and their fans hope Hamlin's inspiration can help them conquer that one, too. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Buffalo.